Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Ed Barnes, Senior Director of Agricultural and Environmental Research for Cotton Incorporated. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At Cotton Incorporated, we are aware that water is becoming a more precious resource all the time. We're fortunate that cotton is naturally a drought-tolerant crop, and to me, it's really frustrating when people call cotton a thirsty crop, because if it's anything, it is such a drought-tolerant crop. That's why it's grown in arid regions. That's why it can be grown in West Texas, because it's one of the few crops that will allow a producer an economic return on rainfall alone.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
And we want to continue to enhance that drought tolerance. We've got a multidisciplinary effort. I'm working on some of the sensor aspects that we can use to measure plants and try to determine rapidly if they're showing characteristics of being drought tolerant.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
And then we're trying to combine that working with our genetic specialist, Dr. Don Jones, and the breeders, and our VP, Cater Hake, in finding ways to rapidly screen germplasm to find those plants that are able to maintain or increase yield with less water.